Larry Hogan is the sitting governor of Maryland, Republican Governor Hogan. He's been in New Hampshire the last 2 days, and that's sort of opening up some eyes because of this thing we call the first in the nation presidential primary. Governor, thanks for being with us on Good Morning New Hampshire. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jack. It's great to be with you.
Well, you have a business background and a very successful background. You're the 62nd, I believe, governor of Maryland, and you're in New Hampshire. Tell us why you're in the... Now, we always welcome tourists in the summer, Governor. Don't get me wrong, as you do. But why are you here? What's the trip about?
Well, first of all, I'm really happy to be in New Hampshire. We've been here for a couple of days and been all over the state and got a chance to talk to folks. But I'm in New England today. We'll be heading to Portland, Maine, for the National Governors Association conference. So I'll be joining a bunch of my fellow governors. But I thought spending a couple days in New Hampshire—it's a beautiful place to be in the summer.
It is. Well, what I like to always ask people, even though a little bit earlier we're looking on the midterms, when I've asked former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, you name it, are you thinking about a run, including Governor Sununu, or a run in 2024, they say, Jack, well, we got to focus on the football game in front of us. That's the midterms. You may have that same answer, but are you looking at a possible 2024 presidential run, Governor?
Well, so I would probably give the same answer, and it's a truthful one. I mean, for two reasons. One, I promised the people of the state of Maryland that I was going to finish the current job I'm in, and I have that job until January. I'm in my second term as governor there. And I also am going to take a look at what happens with the elections this year, and I'm trying to, you know, work to help elect some Republicans to office across the country. But I think, you know, it's 2 years away from the presidential election, and we got to get by this one first, and we've got a big election coming up.
Governor, I believe in my brief research or some of my research on you before the show, you have a pretty respectful business background, correct?
Right. Yeah. Well, so I was a lifelong small business owner who never held elective office, and I just was so frustrated with what was happening in our state. We're the bluest state in America. We had all Democratic elected officials and the overwhelming majority of our legislature. They had raised taxes 43 times in a row. It cost us 10,000 businesses and 100,000 jobs. And I just got frustrated enough to try to do something about it. And I promised I was going to try to get the government, you know, off our backs and out of our pockets so we could grow small businesses, put more people to work. And we've done exactly what I set out to do. Our overall economic performance went from 49th out of 50 states to number 6. It's the biggest economic turnaround in America. We got a Democratic legislature to cut taxes 8 years in a row by $4.8 billion. And we took a $5 billion deficit I inherited and turned it into the largest surplus in state history, $2.5 billion.
It's amazing if you have some fiscal restraint and cut taxes, what happens. Hey, Governor, I want to ask you this. Do you think President Biden and this administration, Secretary Yellen, have any handle on this inflation at all in your mind?
No, I don't think they have any clue. They've been kind of ignoring the situation for quite some time. And, you know, a couple days ago, actually here in New Hampshire, we put out a inflation relief kind of proposal that basically does, you know, I'm suggesting that they do the same kinds of things that we did in our state. But, you know, for example, we talk about restoring, you know, America's energy independence and suspending the federal gas tax. I was the first governor in America to suspend the state gas tax. We did that 4 months ago, and we called on Biden to do the same. He finally, I think a couple of weeks ago, came out and said he would do that, but Congress hasn't acted or done anything.
Right,
you know, I think they need to, you know, stop pumping, trillions of dollars out into the economy, but we've got to, you know, reduce wasteful spending, reduce the job-killing red tape. You know, we eliminated 14,000 regulations in our state to try to help businesses grow. But, you know, these are like inflation tax hikes. I mean, we cut taxes on hardworking folks, on lower-income people, middle-class people, retirees, and on small businesses. And, you know, those are the kinds of things we ought to be looking at. Let people keep more of their own money in their own pocket and stop spending so much.
Governor Larry Hogan, Maryland Republican in New Hampshire, on his way to Maine for the governor's conference. Governor Hogan, I want to ask you this. Two questions. Do you think former President Donald Trump will run again for president, and do you think he should?
You know, I that's the first one is harder. I, you know, I really don't know whether he will run or not, but I think there's at least a 50-50 chance. But I'm thinking that he most likely will not run. I think he likes to. He's still a major player, and he likes to be the center of attention. And but I think he. I don't think he's going to run. I mean, he. You know, he lost to Joe Biden, and I don't think he wants to. You know, run and lose again. And to the second part. I don't think he should run because I think we've got to try to move on. And, you know, whether you elect President Trump or not, you know, there's no question that the country right now, you know, Biden promised to, you know, bring the country together, but we're actually more divided than ever. But I think, you know, Donald Trump running again might exacerbate some of those problems, and I'm not sure it could be a successful presidency. So I think they're it may be wide open on both sides, in both the Republican primary and in the Democratic primary, because I'm not sure Joe Biden's going to be running either.
Real quickly, the president is in the Middle East trip, Israel, and then Saudi Arabia. It's a short trip. I think he's back Saturday. He's going to be meeting with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. John Decker, White House correspondent, regular on our show, said in the first hour this morning, and you know this, Governor, typically trips like this, heads of state, if the shuttle diplomacy isn't done in advance, they kind of know what they're going to get before they meet. So yeah, I'm guessing that the Saudi Arabians or the king, the crown prince has already indicated they'll increase some oil supply. I think that will be a talking point. But my point is, do you think it's a little bit strange that the president of the United States is going to Saudi Arabia? I know a lot of people do business with them. I know they're a juggernaut economically, but there are questions about their human rights and their sponsorship in the past of terrorism. And you know, the whole OPEC thing in the Middle East, very tenuous situation towards our United States and our best interest. Yeah. Do you think the president should be meeting
Real quickly,
do you think the president should be meeting with U.S. oil companies instead of bashing them on so-called record profits and saying, how can you produce more? How can we get more oil out of Canada and Pennsylvania, North Dakota, versus going to Saudi Arabia? Do you think he should be talking to our own oil companies?
Well, I couldn't agree with that more. I mean, I've been that is actually part of our inflation relief plan about restoring America's energy independence. And I've said, I actually spoke at the Reagan Library a month ago or so, and I said he shouldn't at that time go begging hat in hand to a Venezuelan dictator for oil, and now he's going to Saudi Arabia when we really ought to be working on, you know, policies. This administration's reckless energy policies have undermined American production and, you know, have contributed to this skyrocketing gas prices. They've contributed to inflation, and I got together with 24 other governors and calling on them to reverse their policies and restore America's energy independence. You know, things like killing the Keystone Pipeline and making it difficult for, you know, for us to utilize our own oil and our own liquid natural gas, and the fact that we've got to go begging others around the world just doesn't make any sense.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, Governor. Enjoy your stay in New Hampshire, and we appreciate you joining us live, Governor Hogan. We'll get you back again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire.
Thank you very much.